You guys get to your positions outside the gas station, and of course, Paul, you know exactly what's inside. Nothing but Flex's mom and a lot of room temperature coffee.
All right, Elvis, all I hear is one person inside. There's no mechanisms moving, so she's not being slowly lowered into anything. You can teleport in, and if the door is booby-trapped, we won't set that off. But watch where you step. And seriously, be wary about how you handle your mom. You never know.
Oh, thank goodness. I teleport in.
Poof! You teleport in the building and find what looks like a movie set of a Big Big Donuts coffee shop. Your mom is just hanging from the ceiling, spinning idly and slowly. Elvis? Honey? Oh, thank goodness.
Mom, are you okay?
Yes, they just left me up here. Aside from putting me off coffee for the rest of my life, nobody hurt me.
You weren't scalded by the steam?
I think they were just trying to scare you, honey.
Okay, let me just make sure they haven't attached any mechanisms or triggers to you or anything. Don't worry, I'm gonna get you down.
What a way to build a bunch of support for your stupid political movement. Capture an old woman, see how that goes over.
Mom, you're not that old.
Well, that's nice for you to say, but I feel like I'm getting old. Definitely too old to be a damsel in distress. Not that you're not a great shining knight, sweetheart. You're doing great. But I'd rather that you were rescuing your own princess instead of your mom.
So they really didn't do anything?
They yelled at me and they said a lot of crazy or stupid things.
Okay, well, I don't see anything attached to you, so I think it's safe to teleport you out of the building.
You grab your mom, then teleport to the front of the gas station where everyone is waiting. Poof! There they are in front of you.
Well, that's it, except to search the place. I don't hear anyone else in the building.
Paul, Elvis's mom notices you, and after making eye contact, what follows is a very unnecessary but awkward silence, broken at last by, thank you. But it is by far the coldest thank you that you've ever received from anyone.
Well, God, you're welcome.
Well, there must be something we're missing. No ransom, no traps. Based on their video and all the hogwash that they were whining about, I want to believe that our villains here are just stupid people. But even the dumbest gang doesn't go through this much trouble just for fun.
They're trying to send a message. They want us to feel vulnerable. To know that our families aren't safe. They're trying to scare us away from Mercury.
Well, Paul, you did say that they were going to try to retaliate and put up a show of force. I guess you were right.
I don't think it was just to scare you guys. It's pretty clear there's an ideology at play. Inflicting terror without a profit motive is what we call terrorism. There's two components here. The first is to scare you, and the second is to show that you're weaker than you appear.
Yeah, well, nobody expects Flux's mom to be a deadly force unto herself. No offense, ma'am.
That's fine. I can understand when I'm out of my element.
And for the record, there's no way that man was the real Malcolm Rocha.
Lowry, your phone rings. It's Michael.
Hang on, I should probably take this. Flux, you and your mom should talk a bit about what you expect to do for her safety. If you want to stay in your home, that's fine. But though we're legally not supposed to use the office as a barracks, I don't think anyone would report us if we let your mom stay there temporarily.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Hey, Michael, what's up?
Lowry, where are you?
I'm on a job, in the field. We had a bit of an incident. It required all hands.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, but I hope the incident has to do with Unstoppable HQ. Have you seen the news?
Why? What's on the news?
Flip to any channel and call me back.
Like, national news?
Yes, any channel.
Okay, I'll call you back. I hang up on Michael and then go to the front page of a news station.
You get a live feed of what appears to be a wrecked building. The news ticker declares, Unstoppable HQ destroyed. Michael called your private number, but as you're watching the footage, you're now getting overlapping phone calls from the mayor, the governor, the chief of police, Jack Springley with the FBI, and as they show the footage declaring Flux's mom hostage, you're getting a call from the real Michael Rocha. Goodness, but information does travel fast in this day.
Oh my God.
Is that the office?
You know when you have that dream, and you get that feeling of dread because something horrible has happened? This is one of those moments.
That's not our HQ. Is that New Jersey Delphia?
That's our HQ.
There's also the chance that this little kidnapping is what you'd call a diversion.
Thank you for that brilliant insight, Kimon.
The news goes back to display security camera footage to reveal evidence that the whole thing was a controlled demolition. You can see the bombs going off systemically up and down the building, and there's no mistaking that it was all planned and controlled. By all rights, Mercury was dangerous, but he's fundamentally just a local drug lord and a public hazard. This is a whole new level.
Oh, no.
But how? Where'd they even find someone who could do that?
Well, they picked up Daryl Masterson a while back. He's out of the picture now, but that guy was a bit of a super intellect. It's possible he was attracted into the fold by a peer, which means there's another person with a lot of technical skills somewhere in the city.
So you're saying, if Daryl Masterson had been arrested instead of murdered, he'd have been maybe able to tip us off to this different guy before this happened?
That's quite a leap, Elvis. but I'm only speculating on the issue, not stating matters of fact.
I think some of this is plenty factual.
Okay, enough. We need to get to the site of this disaster immediately. The longer it takes us to respond to the bombing of our own headquarters, the worse it looks. Everyone, get to vehicles. Go. Cog, where are you? Cog?
Cog walks out from behind the gas station.
Get in the car.
Cog obeys.
And they call me the man's dog.
Why are you still standing here? Get downtown.
Lycho says, all right, come on, Elvis. Things are going to be a little tense today.
But I need somewhere to put my mom.
I throw my credit card at Elvis. Take her to any hotel on the way. Get on the phone, find a place, figure it out. Buy whatever you want. Get a top-level suite and she can order anything she wants from anywhere. It does not matter. Just move.
Well, I guess Mom can ride with Lightshell.
Paul, before you start up your motorcycle, you get a text on your burner phone from Howard. It says, the big man will see you now. Tomorrow at the construction firm, 3 p.m.
Okay, just tuck that away and head downtown.
Call up Michael and say, all right, I'm headed back as fast as my wheels can go. Get me everything you can on casualties, damage, and get together the press. I'm going to meet them in front of the wreckage.
Michael says, all right, I'll get you what I can. The team rushes back to the scene. When you arrive, it looks like emergency services are present. They've got a bomb team sweeping the area and dogs looking for anyone buried under the rubble. The situation is a bit surreal because in spite of all the activity, the main work involves cleaning up debris. There were a few people who got hit by shrapnel when the building went down, but after the first small bomb, a lot of people in the immediate area ran. That didn't send the message. The second bomb did, and after that, Unstoppable HQ went down. There's a lot of property damage for sure, but actual human injury is spread out and not concentrated specifically at Ground Zero.
All right, you guys, just go. Do whatever. Use your powers. I'm going to talk to the press.
Shouldn't you save lives first and then focus on the media later?
What do you want me to do, Flux? Freeze them? This is the most important thing I can do, okay? Get to work.
All right, Flux, I'll scope the area. If I hear or smell anybody buried anywhere, we'll have Lightshow help us make some space to pull the person out, and then you use your teleportation to move them without actually moving them. You got it?
Yeah.
We're gonna need to check with the emergency guys and see if they have some spare masks. You don't want to breathe in all this dust.
What should Cog do? Am I in charge of Cog?
I don't know. He can hold a gun and look menacing, I guess.
Lowry, Michael provides you with all the information that he has, which is not hugely detailed right now. Currently a few injuries, a few people in the hospital now in critical condition because they got trapped in their cars when the building collapsed. They're not sure yet if there was anyone still in the building, but it appears to have evacuated beforehand. The press has been informed that you'd like to speak to them, and they're waiting for you in a huddle as close as the police will let them get.
All right, approach the podium. Raise up my hands for silence.
The press shouts out a barrage of questions, but then dies down as they see that you're holding for a moment to speak.
I thank God every day for blessing me with superpowers and for giving me the opportunity to serve with Unstoppable Industries. This country is founded on the promise of those God-given opportunities. I don't know if all of you have seen the video that accompanies today's attacks on our freedoms and on our rights as Americans, but today we've been attacked by someone who stands in opposition to everything that's ever made this country great. We can thank America's free market for a lot of things. Our market competition has created fantastic jobs, the chance at entrepreneurship no matter where you live, and the ability to express your God-given talents, whatever they are, to their fullest potential. I stand before you today because of a system that is envied by the known world, a system that provides a luxurious standard of living that is known virtually nowhere else. That system has given me the opportunity to meet the real Michael Rocha, who is a genuine person with a family, with hopes and dreams and loves like your own. And it's allowed me to partner with Big Big Donuts Coffee, because I drink their coffee every day, and I know that a lot of you do the same. But you don't have to drink the same coffee as me, because in America, we give you those choices. If the enemies of this country prevail, Mercury and those who want to see the United States turned into a villainocracy, then those freedoms to make those choices would vanish. You won't be drinking the coffee of your choosing because a villain will decide for you what kinds of coffee are good and bad. You could expect them to deny even the most basic forms of happiness, let alone those loftier goals such as life and liberty. But neither I nor Unstoppable Industries will lay down and accept this loss. And the enemies of this country will not prevail, for the very fact that they are unable to accept what makes this country great and powerful. They are unable to accept the strength of a free market. the strength of free competition, and the strength of our meritocracy. Our enemies will choose to back people and institutions that are subservient to their whims, rather than those that are best for the task, whereas we will continue to perform business as usual. And as we do so, we will seek the most efficient methods and the most efficient bidders for the task of dragging this villainocracy out into the light to be prosecuted, incarcerated, and forever reminded that they are naturally inferior to the freedoms and rights that they so resent. This cowardly attack on our city has taken us by surprise, simply because of the extreme scale of its brazen hatefulness. We have been shocked at the extraordinary mendacity of their message. We knew that they were low, but wrongfully estimated them to have more humanity than it appears they truly had. But we are now well aware of the threat that they truly pose, and of their anti-American beliefs. Unfortunately for them, America also has a strong belief in the right to self-defense. So I am certain that Mercury, and everyone responsible for this act of terrorism, will swiftly feel the wrath and full force of Unstoppable Industries, the city of New Jersey Delphia, and indeed this entire nation. Thank you, and God bless us all.
There's a moment of silence to appreciate your message, and then the press starts clamoring to ask you questions. Freeze Frame, were you aware that an attack like this might be coming?
We had some suspicions that Mercury would be inclined to retaliate against us as a show of force. We've been hitting them where it hurts, and they're trying to demonstrate strength now. But don't be fooled. This was an act of desperation and weakness.
Video footage found so far appears to show that this was a controlled demolition. Do you have any comment on that?
We are stunned by the professional nature of this attack, but we're still investigating. We can almost certainly conclude that multiple super individuals were involved.
Do you have any leads at present as to where Mercury might be or where he might strike next?
I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. The last thing we want to do is tip them off or give them information.
Is there anywhere else in the city that should be concerned? Is there a risk of another attack?
Almost certainly. I believe the entire city should be on guard right now. These are the actions of desperate, ideological men with no grounding in reality. If you or anyone listening has any information they feel could help with this investigation, or lead to the capture of anyone in Mercury's gang, you should volunteer that information immediately. There's a substantial reward being offered to anyone whose assistance results in the arrest of Mercury or his accomplices, and we may even be willing to look aside in regards to past associations with Mercury. I hope whoever he's close to finds their eyes open by this attack and comes forward.
Freeze Frame, the video regarding Michael Rocha and Big Big Donuts doesn't make any mention of this attack and doesn't take credit for it. Are you sure this is related?
We have reason to believe that they are connected and will be pursuing this case as such.
Is there any particular reason to believe?
Once again, I'm not at liberty to discuss details.
Is there a specific villain other than Mercury who is behind the kidnapping of Flux's mother? And do you know which villains may have planned the bombing of Unstoppable Industries?
We do have several leads, and these specific individuals are on our radar. But that's as much as I can say for now.
But Freeze Frame, how would naming the specific villains involved impede the investigation?
I'm sorry, I cannot give details right now.
All right, the press briefing goes on like this for a while longer. You give what genuine information is feasible, but the truth is you know very little. And you continue to stonewall every time they ask you something that you don't know. Meanwhile, the rest of the team isn't able to find anyone buried beneath the building, luckily. You transition to using your powers to move rubble and contain the destruction. Freeze Frame spends the rest of the day in and out of phone calls with various officials, donors, and so on, while the rest of the team works on cleanup. Lightshow's able to provide the most help with his powers, while Kimon and Flux are kind of just helping out in the fashion of the rest of the emergency personnel. Eventually, it's just a matter of bringing in construction crews and cordoning off the area, but it'll be up to Freeze Frame when you can clock out.
I'll let the team go home when it's dark, after the news loses its fervor and not a lot of people are watching. I gather the team together. All right, everybody. I know this feels like a huge blow. They hit us in our home, and that feels like a violation right down to our souls. But I want you to know that this building was just a place. We still have ourselves. Our families are safe and will be provided with ongoing protection. And to our credit, we didn't even lose our vehicles. We may have lost some immediate data because our servers were inside when the building went down, but the FBI and the local police will certainly be willing to provide whatever information they have. If not, I will twist their arms clean off at the hinges and throw them to a bunch of Washington wolves. You guys have done really great today. and our jobs aren't over. Get a good night of sleep, and tomorrow we're going to do everything in our power to bring Mercury down. All right, that's it. Go home.
Hey, I hope you guys have been enjoying Unstoppable Momentum. This is just the occasional reminder that I have a Patreon, and I depend on it for support. It's actually where I make most of my income. So if anyone would like to help me out, you can find me under Don Somewhere. And I also have a website, donsomewhere.com. It's got links to the Patreon, but also links to a bunch of other stuff that I've done. And it's all organized there in a way that's pretty easy to navigate, at least better than, you know, social media does for us. So anyway, there it is, Don Somewhere on Patreon or donsomewhere.com. I hope you're enjoying the show or are at least emotionally moved by it in some, like, positive way, and hope that I catch you for the next one. Have a great week, day, month, whatever.